yeah. Oh, you're in it. You're in the danger zone.
Nice. Super Hornet.
It's 6:40. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, you ass? How you doing?
Yes.
Did you get your Tom Cruise Ray-Ban camera glasses yet?
Not yet, but I'm very excited to get those. To get my Tom Cruise OnlyFans Ray-Bans. That's what I'm going to use it for. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Let's do it.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV, whatever. It's very nice. Well, a couple things here in your rock news. First, let's start with it. What? Are you laughing at my...
Scratchy ass.
Good news for all you music fans out there. Starset's fourth album, Horizons, will be out on October 22nd. I love these guys, man. They're from just down the road. I always say they're the only good thing to come out of Ohio, Starset. The first single is called The Breach, and there's a video for it on YouTube. They'll kick off a fall tour on November 3rd in Asheville, North Carolina, and wrap it up December 18th in Cleveland, just down the road from their hometown of Columbus. But I love Starset.
That's good, man. Yeah. Some new Starset coming up.
They are amazing live. Absolutely amazing live. Lastly, in your rock news, if you haven't got in on this, you really need to. Queen have posted episode 26 of their 50-part YouTube series, The Greatest, in celebration of their 50th anniversary. This week, the focus is on drummer Roger Taylor's song Radio Gaga, which is a killer track, man. He says, quote, "On a Sunday afternoon, my son Felix came in. He was very young, and he just sort of went, Radio Gaga, because he's half French. And so I just thought, that's quite nice, you know? So the song, Radio Gaga, the name, came from his four-year-old half-French son,
cool.
Felix. He went on to say, quote, "I sort of put the backing track and then presented it to Freddie, and he really loved it." Bassist John Deacon adds, quote, "In the early days, it was Brian and Freddie who really used to write most of the material. But over the last 5 years, Roger and I have started to contribute more." And Freddie agreed, saying, quote, "I think it's time we come where, and actually in songwriting, we're completely even. Roger will come up with something like Radio Gaga, and it's perfect." Featured on Queen's 1984 album, The Works, Radio Gaga hit number one in 19 countries as well.
I guess I never really thought of that. Like there's definitely somebody in each band that's coming up with all the music, right?
Yeah. For the most part. One. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I was fortunate enough to pick up that the Queen album biography where it breaks down basically every song of every album. And it's interesting the dynamic that they had. Freddie and Brian, definitely the main kind of brainchild of the band, but you still had John Deacon, who wrote like four of their biggest hits, and Roger Taylor came in. So it really was kind of a complete cohesive writing band. You know, everyone got in on the action. They did.
And you said earlier that they're doing like a 50-part YouTube series.
Yeah, 50. They're on episode 26. So it just look up Queen the Greatest, and you can watch all of the previous ones. And they're on number 26, going all the way up to number 50 for their 50th anniversary. Very cool. Very cool stuff. So, all right. Well, there you go. If you're a Queen fan or a music fan, go check that out. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, September 13th, 1961, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth was born in La Mesa, California. Now, you also may say, hey, Dave was also in Metallica. True. He was in Metallica in the early days, and then he got kicked out for drinking too much, and then he went to form Megadeth, which I think Dave Mustaine getting kicked out of Metallica was probably the best thing that could have happened, because not only did we get Metallica, now we also have Megadeth. So it worked out.
Megadeth, one of the most simplest names, but very effective.
Oh,
what should we call ourselves? How about Death?
Megadeth.
Megadeth.
You got it. That's it. That's going to sell records. All right. So there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Monday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.